Case number 12489, Rehoboth Inn JK LLC seeks variances from the front yard and rear yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures, section 115-82, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 153 feet southeast of Washington Street. The 911 address is 20494 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.08, parcel 176.
Thank you. Would you like to go over a little bit what is before us? We've already had a public hearing.
We had, and the record was closed. The case was tabled at the end of that hearing. And we have, there are multiple variances for the three different buildings. They appear to be renovating building A, so there's some variances from the front yard for that, as well as steps and landing. There are variances for the new building B, which would also need a front yard variance. And then there are some variances from the rear yard for an addition to building C.
Okay. Any discussion? I have a couple of things I'd like to say. So number two is cannot otherwise be developed. I don't agree that they've met that standard. When they tear that one building down, they lose their non-conforming setbacks, and they could build a building in using the new setbacks, and the county has done that for a reason, to bring things up to speed and with our new zoning ordinances. So if they don't want or cannot keep part of that building, then they need to build it within strict conformity with the setbacks, because it could be otherwise developed. It may not be what they're requesting, but they could do something. And then number three is not created by the applicant, but when you tear that building down, you lose the non-conforming setbacks, and you are creating it. So that's my feelings. I don't know how everybody else feels.
He acted like he didn't want to keep part of that building either.
No, but that would solve his issue.
Yeah.
And I think whoever, could redesign and get what they wanted, I think. They need to go back to the drawing board.
How many people did we have for and against? And we had a couple people call in.
Yes, but that isn't a reason to grant a variance, just because the
sure, but I was just wondering how many people there was, Jamie, or somebody knows.
Mm-hmm. I don't see anything in the file that was submitted. I don't know if there was people present.
I think there were two people may have called in.
There were two that had called in online, I believe.
One guy
they both
confused.
Were supportive. Okay. Or the one was supporting, the other one didn't make a statement. So.
And I know a lot of applicants do have, you know, neighbors say, well, we're okay with this, but that's not a reason to grant a variance. Does anybody else have anything?
There's a lot of different things going on with this. I just want to clarify. The building that's being torn down, was that the one that needed there was something with the fire code?
So, Mr. Williams, if I may. The one that's being torn down in your packet, you should have a drawing of what's existing and then one that is what's proposed. And the one that is building B, it is a one-story motel that appears to, at its closest point, be 28.87 feet from the front property line. That's the one that is to be torn down, and it would be replaced by a new building B that would be a two-story motel of 9 units. And that at its closest point would be 28.94 feet from the front property line.
But the part of my question was, were they, to Ms. McGee's point, I believe I heard in the testimony of something with compliance with the fire code.
Yeah,
is that the one they're tearing down?
It's probably, if I had to guess, all three, but I recall there's definitely comments as to that one.
Yes.
And there's also the stormwater pond to the rear of that existing building as well, which was, I believe, Mr. Crouch had raised that in his presentation.
Even though they reference building code and fire marshal requirements, that does not rule out that they could be creative and still develop the parcel. Is there any other discussion? If none, I'll entertain a motion.
And they just could keep a wall and then go from there.
That's true.
I think I asked that too. He said the building's too bad a shape to do that. I think that's what he said.
Cornerstone?
I thought he, you know. Definitely created by him.
Financially, I'm sure for them it would make more sense to start over from new, and structurally and everything else.
But like you
common
said,
sense wise,
they could keep a cornerstone, something. So.
What were the other variances for the other buildings on the back? Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Norwood can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm showing 32.15 feet, and this is for building A. The steps and landing would be a 32.15 feet from the 60-foot front yard at 37.73 feet from the 60-foot front yard. That's building A, steps and landing. Just building A would be 33.36 and 34.02 from the 60-foot front yard. Building B would be a 28.23 and a 31.06 from the 60-foot front yard. Building C would be an 11.53, 10.48 and 9.57 from the 30-foot rear yard. And Ms. Norwood is shaking her head or nodding her
yes,
head, which seems to indicate my numbers there are correct as far as what those variances would be needed.
Right, correct.
And that would be the addition they're talking about for the back of the property?
Building C, that's correct. I believe it's for part of the existing building, and then the first two are for the existing one, and then the third one is for the new addition part. So the new addition would, it goes right up to the existing
mm-hmm.
building. So we're just pinning it as to what those locations would be like we normally do.
Weren't they moving the building? Somebody can refresh my memory. What was it with the parking they were doing on the for the building? Why they wanted to tear that one building down? I believe that had something to do with it.
Stormwater in front of the building.
Yeah.
To the rear of the building.
Because they're so boxed in there.
Building B.
Yeah.
On the new drawing, they had to have a sediment control in front.
Right. That's right.
So the stormwater in the rear corner of where basically behind Rebuilding B is, Mr. Crouch indicated that's why it couldn't go back further. They had parking that they had to meet, and they have 32 spaces proposed, which is, I believe, the same number they had previously, or it's around the same number, I should say. I don't have the exact figures in front of me. But they had parking, stormwater, and the fire marshal regulations, I believe, were the three that Mr. Crouch had brought up in his presentation.
My notes indicate they went from 31 to 21 units, correct?
And they, I think they have, I counted 34 parking spaces.
And Building B, I believe they was designed differently than Building A because of the new construction and the requirements for a sediment control in front of the parking area. In front of the,
they're definitely boxed in with all the state agencies.
Yep.
Well, they had 20 units in Building A, which they're keeping. They have now 10 units in Building A.
Sure, I'm sure they're all very old, and by the time you make them a little more spacious and redo them, they're going to,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Oh, and the other requirement that my notes indicate was ADA.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sharp, if I do not have a motion.
If you don't have a motion, then the application would fail, as typically we have motions to approve or deny. And I recognize that there are multiple different requests here, too, so if it needed to be considered in that fashion as well, it could be done. Or if the board wanted more time.
I think, I just feel they're boxed in, and you got to think about the economic side of this for them as well. That's kind of where I'm coming from it as.
Well, they just purchased it in this year.
Mm-hmm. And they knew. No, it was earlier than that.
They would know what they were buying when they bought it.
There was not much there, that's for sure.
Probably better off tear the whole place down and put a new one up. One more decision.
Yep.
Board wish for more time on this one, or is there a motion to be had this evening?
We bring it up at our next regular meeting again?
We need a motion to table it.
Do I have a motion to table?
Or if you wanted more time this evening, you could move it. You move to the
we
end.
We can
of
move
the
it to the end if you want to think about it.
Chair, I make a motion we table it to the next regular meeting.
Second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So vote of 5-0. This is tabled to our first meeting in December.
Which is December the 14th.